What's this? From Bonnie and Charlie. Oh, I'm so cute in this picture. What the? Thank you. Alright, let me tell you what's going on here tonight. This is the last of our Halloween shows here. And now that all the bogus seasonal hysteria is over, hey, it's you again. Sure. Alright, this is the last one, then we get to get down to business. What? Happy birthday. Now listen, tonight we're going to do a show that's different than the ones we've done. And it's going to be a long show, so better be long. The first part of the show is going to be some songs that we rehearsed this afternoon that aren't normally part of what we've been doing on this tour. These are older songs. And as you can see from the way Zoom Lures turned out, the stuff is a little shaky, but what the fuck. So, let me introduce you to everybody and we'll get on with it. This is Ray White on guitar and Tonsillitis. Connie Myers on keyboards. Scott Turner's on bass. Chad Wackerman on sprained wrist. Ted Mann on percussion. Bobby Martin on keyboard, saxophone, and high vocals. And our little Italian virtuoso, Steve I on guitar. Want to give a special welcome tonight to the Cucurullo family who is here, lurking out in some place. And also to the other denizens of Canarsie who may have accompanied them. Alright, you ready? next song. I got a really important piece of business I gotta take care of. Now, this is a guy that works for us. He sells some t-shirts. His name is David Dickowitz. Now, some of you might know David, and you, if you know him, you realize that David is a lonely guy. He hasn't been pooched in 3 days. His nectar has built up, so to speak, and he asked me if I could help him get a girl tonight. Now, normally I don't do this because, I mean, of course, being a pimp is my hobby, but in Dickwitz's case, this is taking it above and beyond the call of duty, as they say in the trade. So here's the plan. Somewhere out there, I know, somewhere in this building, there is a girl or a female-type object who desires the companionship of a nice Jewish boy who sells t-shirts. Now, I'm going to make you a two-for-one offer. Here's the deal. If you're a girl and you want to submit to Dickwitz's advances, if you'll go for Dickwitz, and you got a friend or a sister that would like to spend some time with Al Malkin, who is another dangerously lonely guy. Had a little problem here the other night. I understand. Now, I don't like to be spreading gossip around, but this is New York. Al is a very lonely person. He came here to the show the other night with his girlfriend. He introduced me to her in the back. She was a very nice person. They went and they sat in the audience to see the show. She says, "Excuse me for a minute, I'm gonna go get a drink." Disappeared, didn't come back until 5 o'clock in the morning. Told she was drunk, said, "Al, I hate you," in an exorcist voice. And told him to move out. Now, we got these two very nice people who need it. Now, as a matter of fact, we can get a spotlight down here just so you see what the merchandise is like. This is David Dickwitz right here. Now, obviously, he is nice, he is Jewish, and he is a boy, right? So, you see what you're in for? If you want to do it with David, just come down and introduce yourself. Alright, see? What did I tell you? Congratulations. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen? I now pronounce you David and Karen. Off that way. Alright. Now that's what I like about New York. You get results. Now where's Malkin? If we can do the same thing for Malkin, we'll really be doing it. Where is he? Maybe we'll find him later. Okay, what? Where? Al, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend Al Malkin. He's also a very nice person. Would you like to give a sales pitch yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, I stay by the village. And I stay away from young girls. Anybody about 18 or close. Blonde hair.
He wants a virgin with nice breath.
Yeah, virgin would be nice, but...
Right there, you. A volunteer right there? Where? No, no, oh, she's going, no, don't touch me, no, get away, no. Well, listen. Right here. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, this is Al. It's happening to you.
She has no idea what's going to be happening to her.
Well, who does anymore? It's the 20th century.
Tell
me, come over here. Come here. What's your name?
Fred.
Well, let the audience see you. Come on. Now, isn't this is better than computer dating. Why don't you guys go over there and get acquainted? Okay, on with the show. The mystery man came over and he said, "I'm out of sight." He said, "For a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me." And I said, "Now who are you driving with that cosmic debris? Don't you waste your time on me." The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foamy goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite in the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, "You might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too." And I said, "Who you driving with that cosmic debris? Now what kind of a guru are you anyway? Don't you waste your time on me. Don't waste your time." "Troubles of my own," I said, "and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and cram it up your snout."
"Crystal ball,"
he said, "held it on up to the light." So I snatched it all away from him and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped the newspaper around my head so it looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbo there. I told him he was going to sleep. I wrapped his rings and his pocket watch and everything else about. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even play the sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then. As long as he was hanging around, I said, "The price of me has just gone up. And your old lady has just gone down. Now is that a real macho or is that a serious macho? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time on me. It down in a little white box. I can sell out of town, buy myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Yes, it is. I just might grow me some bees, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax, melt it down, pluck the floss, and swish it around, and I would have me a crown. And it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
That's right.
Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
I wonder what that this big, and ride that sucker all along the borderline, with a very heavy duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand, but by myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my
tweezers gleaming in the moonlight tonight. And then I would get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and a pink pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump and roll and ride like a cowboy into the north of Montana. Into Montana soon.
You wanna take me home and make me sweat.
trouble with rum. You should have known this by now. Our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not that tight. Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the hill every night. Saying the Bible tells the story. Makes the details sound real gory about what to do. If the geeks over there don't believe in the book you've got over here. You can't run a race without no feet. And pretty soon there won't be no street. For dummies to jog on, the darkies to dog on. Religious fanatics can make it be all gone. It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. Run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fool, smiggle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy. Rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. So verily we must chop at them up and stomp at them down. Or rent a nice French bomb to move them out of existence while leaving their real estate just where we need it to use again for temples in which to praise our God. Cause he can really go Hawaiian. When his humble TV servant with a brown suit, nice white hair, and maybe a blonde-headed wife who takes phone calls tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Cause if we don't do it, we ain't flying up to heaven. Hey, listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here, and in the book it says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb, and maybe even a little ugly on the side.
We'll be right back.
difference between kneeling down and bending over.
He's got $20 million in his heavenly bank account. All from those chumps who was born again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got 7 limousines and a private plane.
To pretend that you're a showbiz.
And the one, and the two, and the
five. They'll get him, they will never get him. Fall in love with somebody who did. There's nothing cases like this to pretend that you're a stupid.
He's got presidential help all along the way. He says the grace while
the churches.
You ain't got nothing anymore.
Tax the businesses owned by the churches.
You ain't got nothing anymore. Thank the man. Oh, yeah.
You ain't got nothing, and they got it all. Your miserable ass is up against the wall. The only thing you have not tried is the sport of chumps, and that's suicide.
But that's worse than a suicide song.
See the rainbow light shining through the bushes up ahead. And we're all gonna be so sorry when we find out you are dead. We're all getting over with it. Find you a bridge and take a turn. Let's make sure we're back for a sign. Cause nothing's worse than a suicide song. You're scared of jumping, and poison makes you sick. But you want a little attention, and you need it pretty quick. Don't wanna mess your face up, or we won't know if it's you. Or there's just so much to worry about. Now what you gonna do? So you're out to the world with it. Come to a bridge and take a drive. Just make sure you go back first time. There's nothing worse than a suicide.
say, but you want a little attention, and you need it pretty quick. We wanna mess your face up, but we won't know where to shoot. Oh, there's just so much to worry about. Now what you gonna do? We're gonna get over with it. We're gonna get over with it.
Stop this thinking here. I can matter every day. It's what you do and what you say. is to determine when you fly to Acapulco. Where all your friends go, cold hang decisions. You must watch the stuff you make. You have let us see the pain. Thank you.
Thank you. enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you back.
Turn. Thank you.
get it, don't worry.
Magic fingers!
stage. Very nice, wasn't it? Guaranteed satisfactory. Okay. We had a request for this song. We came back on stage. And the name of this song is Whipping Post.
Thank you.
Cats, ladies and gentlemen. So the big hand for Nancy's Cats. Here, a big nose for Nancy's Cats. Now here's a man who knows good merchandise when he sees it. Can I keep this? Great, I'll wear it to court. Here's a song that has proved to be very popular in this area throughout the years in Halloween tradition. Ready?
from a window hole, 100 yards away. All they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it seems so bad, the storm's been choking. In the room where the giant fire burns the works, and the vulture never stops. And guns and the lights of every tool of pain. A sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. A sinister little midget with a bucket and a mop. A sinister tiny little midget with a bucket and a mop.
Hey, he bought the plane.
This thing's so bad, the storm's been choking. In the room where the dying fire above the works, and the culture never stops.
Come on down!
The culture never stops. The culture. The culture. The culture never stops. An evil prince, he's a steaming pig in a dungeon like you there. The trout and the snotters first. The lines and the grinders who dispersed. His carvings high, his will wears. He stands and he shouts, all men be cursed. All men be cursed, all men be cursed, and disagree. Well, no one dares. You know why? He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
Some among them beat the gun, and he does it first.
And he
thinks so bad, his bones been choking. In the night of the iron zombie, the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. who are all these people that is locked away down there? At first it was created for the dungeon, just like a sin, requires not for locking in of everything that's ever been looked after. That's what the deal we're dealing in.